It's good to see you again. Please, take a seat and we can begin today's session. How are you today? Good. Yes, from what I remember, this is your favorite time of year. I like it very much, too. So, if you are comfortable, I'd like to jump right in, if I may. You've been coming here for a few sessions now, and I think I have a grip on your situation. Low self-confidence or self-worth is very common, as well as all the problems that leads to. You've been very patient with me, and I know it's been uncomfortable at times. When I see you, or any other client, what I do with these probing questions is to document the way your mind sees things, your worldview. If the exact same thing happens to two different clients of mine, they will likely as not have two completely different reactions, rooted in what they think will happen. For example, if someone was to subtly approach you or come on to you, you might run the numbers in your head and think that it's not very likely that she's doing that. Or you may not even see it because it's not something your worldview is prepared to accept as a possibility. Whereas, if I had a client with other issues, he might see this for what it is and take full advantage of it. But he might also do the opposite of what you do, and round towards the possibility instead of rounding away from it, and be mistaken a lot of the time. I can't tell you if that's a client of mine right now because of confidentiality, but I have seen many things like this. So the role of therapy is to document this, for me, well, us together, really, to formulate a different worldview that fits better. Because once that's clear to you, you will be able to switch your way of thinking and seeing yourself and the world to this new worldview, and you can leave this other worldview behind along with the negatives that come from it. I think we've already corrected a few small details and hang-ups, but when you hear about a breakthrough, this is what people are talking about. The reason I'm telling you this is that introducing a new worldview can take a lot of time. But sometimes, it is automatically brought on by strong experiences that the old worldview simply can't explain. So for example, I have noted that one of your strongest needs, and also areas where you feel the most inadequate, is related to pleasure. You said in our last session that you were unsure that you would ever be able to please a woman. I know that was rough to admit. You did very well to dig that deep inside yourself. It's easy to walk around for a long time with these ideas, but what I'd like to propose is that we try an exercise to prove this idea wrong. What do I mean by this? I mean the simplest possible interpretation. I tried challenging you before, saying you don't know this to be true, and you said that it doesn't really matter since you're unlikely to prove yourself wrong. But a keen eye like yours might have noticed something. That you're a man, and I'm a woman. I'm willing to give you a strong experience that you can use to decide for yourself, instead of letting your worldview decide for you. Wouldn't you rather know? Good. So now, what I'm going to do is remove my skirt and sit back down in this chair. You are free to come up to me and see whether you might prove yourself wrong. Yes, I left my underwear on to give you the honors. So please feel free. Now do what we've talked about and try and take in your surroundings. Remember our process. How am I acting? Yes, I'm calm and remaining in my chair, so I'm not upset. You are correct. My breathing is a bit heavier. You're free to continue. This is my... well, how would you describe it? Yes, vagina is correct. Are there any other words? Tell me those words. This is important. One possibility in this new worldview is that you're eminently capable of pleasuring a woman. Both you and she will probably use a different word than Yes. Excellent. Pussy. So, do you think right now that I would want you to lick my pussy? You're already down there. How about if you just... Oh. That's good. Oh. Okay. Stop for just a moment. No, you didn't do anything wrong. Now, did it sound like I enjoyed that? Yes, you are absolutely correct. Did it sound like I was pleasured by it? Right again. Now, look me in the eye when I say this. I want you to lick my cunt. My already wet cunt. Just in case you didn't notice. I want you to lick it as hard as you can. And I want you to not stop until you hear me orgasm. Trust me, you will know when you hear it. Can you be a sweet man and do this for me? Oh, my fuck. Oh, I love your tongue. Licking all over my lips. Fucking my clit. So good. Oh, so fucking good. Can't pleasure a woman my ass. Oh, more like I can't help but pleasure a woman. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh my god. Oh, I'm so wet. Fuck me with your tongue, yes. Oh, lick my cunt. Lick my pussy. Oh, you can call it whatever you want as long as you fucking lick it good. Oh, fuck, suck on my clit. Good fucking god, that's so... I don't know what I love more. Seeing you down there working my wet cunt or... closing my eyes, throwing my head back because it feels so fucking good when you do. Oh, fuck, I love that tongue of yours. It knows exactly what to do. Yes. That's it. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, yeah. Oh, how amazing you are at this. Just don't stop. Yes. Reach your hands around. Grab my ass while you do, please. Yes. Oh, bring me closer. Yeah. I'll really bury your face in there, baby. Oh, my God. Yes. Please don't stop. Please keep licking my pussy. Keep spreading my lips with your tongue. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, here it comes. Fuck. Oh, God, yes. Fuck. I need you to fuck me too. Get up, take your pants off. Fuck, take your boxers off and take that cock. And fuck me with it. Just put it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me with that fat cock of yours. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yes. Oh my god, oh my fucking god, I'm squirting all over your cock. Oh, you fucked my tight pink cunt so good. to get down on the floor and, suck on this cock. This thick cock so wet with my pussy juice. Oh, God, I love the taste. I love this cock. Fuck, it's so good. You like seeing a woman down there? Worshipping your cock, tasting your fat, manly cock, so thick and veiny. Oh, licking these poor balls so full of cum. I want you to unload all your cum in my face. Coat me in your cum. Be the sexy man you are and cover me in your load now that you fucked my pussy so good. Now that you made me come twice for you. Please, please. Please come for me. Come. Oh, that's it. Shoot it all out. Paint me with your wet hot cum. Make me a sexy mess. My hair on my lips. Let it out. God, I love your moans. God. Wow. So, our process. I'm here in front of you, covered in your cum, after you gave me the best orgasms I've had since... I don't even know. So do you think it's possible that maybe you've been mistaken all this time? And that you can, in fact, totally pleasure a woman? And maybe if you've been wrong about that, maybe there are a number of things that you don't need to worry about. I'm going to lick your cock clean while you think about that, okay? So yummy. This was a short but very productive session. But not reproductive. I'm on the pill, so don't worry. How about you just catch your breath for a while? Process this. Wow, it's important to mentally integrate all this new information. And you know what? I think this session is on the house. Let's just say it was. Mutually beneficial.